This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Reason I wanted to move off how you do it, although I'm quite impressed because I've been in a situation where I was turning out several books a year about computing and consumer electronics, and I knew what it took to do that and turn out articles, reviews for consumer electronics magazines, for CNET, etc. Don't do that now, but I understand the vibe.
I think I've got it.
I have to really be interested, but I wanted to bring us back to the...
Okay, I was just going to say, I think I've got a couple of your books, Gene, from when I first started getting into home computing. And that is, technical stuff. Wow. To be able to turn that out, that really takes some persistence.
Well, the thing is, a lot of it is very boilerplate in terms of instructions. So it's pretty easy to go from one to the other because they lock you into a very specific format. So each one's a little bit of a segment. Okay, an introduction, then your step-by-step stuff. So it's really very much programmed. You try to insert your creativity and your individuality in it, and the better ones do that. But it's still really production line. You're manufacturing a book there. It's not as creative, not nearly as creative as anything that Nick Redfern would do. Nick, I want to take us back to this because of the Soviet Union. And, of course, the end of the Cold War, late 80s, early 90s, we kind of thought for a while until Putin came in there that the Russians were kind of sort of our friends. But did the involvement in the UFO field end with the empire?
Well, I think most people actually thought, and I think thought correctly, that, when Gorbachev was in power, that finally, we were going to become friends, And, you look back at film footage and news footage, I think there genuinely was. We were that close as we could be, to being friends with the Russians. And, people were rejoicing, the Berlin Wall came down and Reagan and Gorbachev, were meeting each other and shaking hands and everything. And I think there was that a deep sense of finally, we could sleep soundly, But it's just changed now. I mean, in today's world now, you would not think about this. Crazy, absolutely crazy people who think you can win a nuclear war. I've seen where people say, well, we've got 10 times more nukes than the Russians. It doesn't matter. The Russians have still got enough to wipe us out. And people don't realize that. They think that we can actually sort of go head-to-head with the Russians and win. Okay. Actually, no one can win. It's impossible because the nukes today are so powerful. And, you're talking about something that just vaporized something like the city of Dallas. I live like 20 miles from Dallas. God forbid we ever had a nuclear war. Dallas would be vaporized. Millions of people would be vaporized in seconds,
That's why we're so concerned about some of the third world nations coming up and getting a hold of this technology, because up until now, it's been the mad thing, the mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
Well, now you got these wild cards coming up, out of the woodwork, and it's like, oh man, this could be a whole new problem.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like North Korea, it's kind of like, just a stick of dynamite, is it going to be ignited or not, And I mean, that although there's a lot of bluster in between the superpowers and the big powers, it's not so much those because, despite all the blustering and the badassing and all this kind of thing, despite all that, both sides know that really neither can win. But you're right, when it comes to these crazy little dictators and things like that, all they want is one or two bombs, which could take out an entire city and you would not be able to get within 50 miles of that city for like 200 years, you know what I mean? Those are the people I think we really have to sort of worry about.
ego puts them on the map for, you know, for a lifetime. You know, they really want a legacy of negativity to leave to the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, of course, we're focusing here completely on Russia from World War II and beyond to the present day. What are they doing nowadays? In addition to screwing around with our elections, what are they doing in terms of the UFO field, maybe?
Well, there's actually two angles that I talk about in the last two chapters of the book. One of them also revolves around Majestic 12. Now, before we get to the angle of the 1990s era MJ-12 documents, it's important to note that in the 1980s and the 1990s, the Russians, the KGB, back in the 80s, started to spread rumors that the United States government was behind the creation of HIV, the AIDS virus. The Russians created an entire program to try and spread this rumor, the idea that, you know, that the U.S. scientists working for the DOD had created AIDS and it was going to be like a doomsday weapon to lower population levels, et cetera, et cetera. Now, over the years, you know, this theory has been sort of championed by various people in the conspiracy theory world. But it finally came to an issue where the Russians essentially said that, yes, we did sort of promote this theory, and it was done to try and have people suspicious and, you know, fearful of the US, you know, creating these doomsday viruses. But what's particularly intriguing is that in the 1990s, after this sort of AIDS program, disinformation program was created by the Russians, in the 1990s, there was another batch of MJ-12 surfaced, documents surfaced from a guy named Timothy Cooper. And Tim Cooper was somewhat like a second wave, if you like, of people who received countless numbers of MJ-12 documents. One of these documents talked about how supposedly a UFO being found crashed in the New Mexico desert, and that when scientists and personnel went out there, they fell sick and died almost immediately. And the story in the documents is that they were killed by an alien virus, which was bloodborne and would get into the bloodstream of a human, and, you know, they would die in no time at all. Now, a lot of the descriptions in the MJ-12 documents of this so-called alien virus are eerily similar to the real effects of AIDS that I point out in the book, given the fact that the CIA back in the 80s were convinced that the Russians had created these MJ-12 documents. They also wondered if these latter-day MJ-12 documents talking about alien viruses very similar to AIDS. The theory was that the CIA had was, well, could this be sort of like a follow-on program on the part of the Russians using the UFO subject as a means to have the US look bad by sort of retroactively kind of trying to create alien viruses.
Nick, this brings up just right in here. We got to get this. This ties right into our last question on the forum by Farla Gulstein. And so we've covered some of this, but you're kind of like, this is a really good spot to just slice this in here. In your view, did the U.S. reciprocate then and make use of the UFO topic or any other topics to influence the USSR back for what they were doing to us?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one perfect example goes way back till the late 1940s, when the U.S. military started to spread rumors that sightings have been made of, this is back in 47, 48, that while they were on maneuvers, that American troops were seen traveling along the roads with tanks and trucks and so on, and behind them was this image in the sky of the Virgin Mary, suggesting that God and the Virgin Mary were on the side of the United States. Now, this story was spread across Eastern Europe for people who could pick up the signal on their little radios at home. But it was actually a totally fabricated story.
Let's break that at that point, because I want to continue. Okay. We've got a cliffhanger. Okay? The Virgin Mary. A fabricated story. That's what we're talking about here with the Russians trying to fool us. We're trying to fool the Russians. It will never end with Gene and Nick and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
All right, guys. We're not going to discuss extending it, because what happens is we use computers, or the network does, to stitch our show together and insert commercials. And when you have that extended noise, I think it blows some circuitry. I'm not sure. Nick, you were continuing on that subject. Let's continue
Virgin
there.
Mary.
Yes, the Virgin Mary.
There were a number of cases in the late 40s where U.S. intelligence spread rumors across Eastern Europe and into Russia claiming that U.S. soldiers had been seen in conjunction with sightings of the Virgin Mary, that she would be hovering over U.S. tanks and hovering over the U.S. flag. And the stories were totally bogus and created by American intelligence to try and convince the Russian people that the Christian way of life was the right way of life. And we know this because, you know, you had this picture of the Virgin Mary hovering over the tanks. Now, it literally was a totally bogus story. The Russian intelligence sort of knew that immediately, but the people in Russia did not know that, and it really did make them think, wow, you know, maybe we should be following, you know, the American way of life. This was 47, 48. That's like a perfect early example of using like a supernatural phenomena, in this case, not UFOs, but the Virgin Mary, and using that supernatural phenomena as a means to affect the mindset of the Russian people. That's sort of like a classic example of it.
Yeah, that's a really good example. And, you know, Of course, we know that the whole Fatima thing is related to the UFO subject as well. So, you know, it's not entirely disconnected at all. All this stuff seems kind of connected. Forum participant here who just posted another new question. So Rusty Shackelford asks, and we've covered some of this already, but who do you think actually did create the MJ-12 documents, like in your own, say, just your own opinion? And where did Timothy Good, if you happen to know, get his from, if you happen to know that? And then he says, well, was it maybe connected to Richard Doty, question mark?
Well, this is sort of a significant area, but also a controversial and difficult area to sort of look into. But I mean, what I would say, I mean, there are numerous theories for the MJ-12 documents. One is the idea that they really were leaked documents, US documents, that told the story of a highly classified group, MJ-12, buried extremely deeply within the US intelligence / community. So there's that angle. Then you have the idea it was just created by UFO researchers to try and, you know, further amplify the controversy surrounding Roswell. Or you have the CIA's theory, which was that the MJ-12 documents were like a dangling carrot. You give us something, we'll give you something, but the Russians get something real and we just get garbage. To me, that is the most plausible theory. I can't say it's the correct one, but out of all the different theories, I think it is the one that makes the most sense. Certainly for the CIA, you know, it made the most sense as well. In terms of Tim Good, Tim has sort of come to play into this because in 1987, his book Above Top Secret was published, and that was actually the first book that ever published the MJ-12 documents within that particular field, you know, UFO books. Now, it's important to note that the people who first got the MJ-12 documents were Jamie Chanderay and Bill Moore, and then they shared that material with Stan Friedman. And the three of them worked very quietly and carefully to analyze these documents, try to determine if they were the real deal or not. Now, what happened was that Moore and his group learned that Tim Good was writing this book, Above Top Secret, and word also got out that the documents were going to appear in Tim's book, Above Top Secret. So quite understandably, Stan, Jamie, and Bill were thinking, well, you know, we've been doing all this research. We want to, you know, be noted for this as well. So what happened was that Tim Good published these documents, the MJ-12 documents, in 1987 in his book, Above Top Secret. But then Bill Moore, Stan Friedman, Jamie Chanderay, very quickly followed up and put out their own copies of the documents, because quite understandably, you know, they'd done a lot of research and they didn't want to be put in a position where, you know, they were sort of overseen and forgotten about. But as far as the origin of the documents being placed into the public domain, that's sort of difficult to know. I mean, a number of researchers said they'd heard rumors of MJ-12 back in the early 1980s, and that, you know, something was going to sort of come out in relation to, you know, this classified group and so on. The thing that really kicked everything off was Tim Good's book. There's absolutely, you know, no doubt about that at all. As far as the actual media coverage began, Tim Good's book came out in the summer of 1987 with the MJ-12 documents in them. But as far as I know, the very first media coverage was on May the 31st, 1987. And this was an article written in the London Observer newspaper by a guy named Martin Bailey, a journalist working for the Observer, wrote an article. And the article was titled, "Close Encounters of an Alien Kind, and Now If You've Read Enough About the Election, Here's News from Another World." That's what the title and subtitle of the article was. As far as I know, the Observer's article, as written by Martin Bailey, was the very first information put into the public domain concerning the MJ-12 documents. So if anybody wants to take this further, try and track down Martin Bailey of the London Observer and ask him where he got the information about the MJ-12 documents, because he really was the first person to write about that in not just a British newspaper, but in any newspaper.
Very interesting. Now, completely switching sort of away from, well, not entirely away from Russia here. I just noticed fairly recently, and I'm sure that you've sort of hit on this in the past too, but back in February, this CNN ran a piece saying that the Russians had reopened the Dyatlov Pass mystery, you know, about the mysterious deaths and disappearances of the seven men and two women who set off during January 59. Or is that something maybe we can get you to tell us about next
time?
Well,
I mean, I have written about that in the past, but, you know, it's one of these things where, like so many cases, it's so old that we're almost sort of, you know, reaching that kind of brick wall scenario. Not because, you know, there isn't a lot of data. There actually is. You know, there's photographs and papers and all sorts of things. But the problem is, it's so long ago that we have, as I said, met that kind of brick wall situation. And it's a bit like, you know, the Kennedy assassination or Roswell. It's like, how do you take it any further? And I think that's the same with, like, that pass. It's really reached that point that if we're going to take it further, we need something that's new. As far as I know, at least, right now, you know, there isn't anything new and that's really going to throw the doors wide open.
Nick Redfern, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Barry weakened back to a tropical storm after making landfall in Louisiana. While speaking with reporters, Louisiana's governor, John Bel Edwards, predicted that the state is likely to get a lot of precipitation.
Rainfall remains the primary hazard. We are still looking at 10 to 15 inches of rain with the possibility of higher isolated amounts. As we all know, however, it doesn't take much saturation of the ground so that even slighter winds can have a devastating impact with respect to trees falling onto houses and highways and so forth, as well as utility poles.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
While the storm surge risk on our Mississippi River has passed, the primary risk continues to remain heavy rains for the city of New Orleans.
Barry is the 50th hurricane to hit Louisiana since 1851. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My mother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I don't know if this relates to anything, Nick, but I'll throw it in. All the current activity we're hearing about the Two of the Stars Academy and the Pentagon UFO program, the Naval Sighting Directive and all that. Any connection, possible connection with what the Russians are doing now?
Well, I mean, it's possible. I mean, the one thing more than anything else that what all of this tells us, you know, the end of 2017, you know, when the information came out, you know, to the effect that the government has a classified UFO program and it remained successfully hidden for years. That was big news. I sometimes wonder if the timing of the information of that group surfacing was just coincidence or just random, or if it was, you know, if it was actually meant to be like that. I mean, what that particular program demonstrated was the fact that, you know, the US government, despite all the rumors against, you know, against it, really did have a highly classified UFO research program, which we'd all been told that it had all closed down after Blue Book in 1969. Turns out that wasn't the case. Now, I think that the revelations and everything that's come forward, whether it's from the program itself to the stars or the statements from people like Senator Harry Reid, I think all of this is being put out for a reason. I don't think it's just random stuff and, you know, little bits of a story coming out. I'd have to say I'm not a big fan of the idea that we're going to get, you know, sort of 100% disclosure, UFO disclosure, you know, in the next few weeks or months or whatever. But I do think somebody on the inside wants this information out to see how the media and the public, and maybe even the Russians, you know, how they're reacting to what America, the American government, is saying about UFOs. It is getting a lot of coverage, you know, and we are seeing a situation where, from my perspective, I can easily see how somebody, you know, somebody has their entire job is just to see what the reaction is. I think a lot of this story that's coming out is not just to tell us what's going on, but it's to see how we react to all of this. And maybe if we react in a positive way, maybe they'll give us more information, you know. So I think there's very much this aspect of manipulation going on. It's not just a case of let's get the story out because it's a cool story. I think there's way more going on than beyond that.
We had a guest on recently, Dr. Michael Masters. His theory is that UFOs are actually time travelers who are coming back from the future. This isn't completely new, but he brought up the idea that, well, you know, that might explain why the there's this DNA match and so on that they seem to have and want to, well, be so interested in their biology. What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that there is a genuine UFO phenomenon. It doesn't matter if, you know, the Russians or the Americans created fabricated stuff to freak each other out. The fact is, in my mind, there is a genuine UFO phenomenon as well. But in saying that, for all the years I've investigated these phenomena, I still don't know what the origin of the phenomenon is. Now, maybe it's time travel. Maybe they are extraterrestrials. Maybe they're sort of extra-dimensional or multi-dimensional. Or as some researchers, you know, suggested, paranormal. And, you know, some people even go down like the demonic path. You know, I don't know what the answer is, but I do think the phenomenon is real. And I think people in government know it's real, even if they don't fully understand what it is.
This brings up a really interesting possibility then. Maybe we're dealing with commies from the future. You know, maybe we've got a Cold War going between, you know, future factions of political parties that are coming back and influencing us that way.
I mean, that's one of the sort of fascinating but also frustrating aspects of the UFO phenomenon, is there a lot of theories, a lot of data, but we're very much stuck for definitive answers. That's what we all want. We want the answers. And I have to be, you know, a person to admit it. We are looking for answers, but what we have is a lot of data and a lot of testimony and witness reports, but that doesn't amount to proof.
What would amount to proof for you, Ned?
Well, I think if you look at some of the classic cases in the 50s where you had objects seen visibly, you know, and also recorded on radar, and pilots, trained pilots, were seeing, you know, circular, gleaming silver, massive objects streaking away from them. It's very difficult to write off those type of stories. So I think it's a lot of those classic cases that convince me that the phenomenon is real. But at the end of the day, the only thing that is really going to convince everybody is if, say, for example, the Department of Defense says, we've decided to go clean on Roswell, and here's the bodies. You know, we all get a close-up on CNN of these rotted corpses, and the government makes available all the original files on Roswell. That's the only thing I think that would really convince everybody. And even then, some people might say, well, that's just a ruse, you know, another kind of age of terror, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's still people that, well, we would like back to the beginning of the show. There's people that don't believe the moon landing happened. There's still people that believe the Earth is flat. You know, these guys that have to literally be able to, I think, get on a mothership and be taken, you know, off to another planet before they would realize that, you know, this is something that's really happening.
Yeah, it's difficult to know. know, you know, if people would accept it even if they were shown it. But some might say, oh, well, they're just dummies and this is just another way to control us and keep us in a state of fear, you know. So.
Or like you said earlier, they'd just be apathetic and be like, well, fine, so what, as long as they don't land on the golf course while I'm making my swing, you know, that'll be up.
Well, you're right. I mean, you're totally right. I mean, there is that angle of people saying, well, I just don't care. I just want to know who's going to get thrown off the latest reality show, you know. You know, is Sarah going to stay on or is, you know, is Alison going to get thrown off? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there is that angle that people just really are so into reality, TV and things like that, that maybe people just don't care, you know.
Well, there's people watching, what's this new and unidentified or something? That's people, the Project Blue Book docufiction. You know, have you followed any of that? What do you think of it?
Well, not really, mainly because I think most paranormal TV shows are garbage. You know, it's typically kind of like a bunch of people go out in the, you know, the vehicle and late at night and they're looking in the woods for something and somebody says, what was that? What was that? You know, there's a bit of like night vision equipment. They go out to a military base and there's a fence keep away. And that's the episode. That's the entire take on all these shows. So I really don't watch much of them because that's all it is. I'll watch them when they've got something beyond just, what the hell was that? And, you know, you get up to the fence and keep out and all that kind of stuff. It's just garbage, you know. It's just, it doesn't prove anything, you know. So I just really don't watch them.
So is there anything that you really want to say to get across about this? Have you got any speaking engagements coming up, shows you're going to be at?
I'm speaking first weekend in August at what's called the UFO Hub, a brand new UFO conference. And what I will also say is that, you know, the book is not a debunking look at ufology or anything like that. What it does is demonstrate there's a real UFO phenomenon, but people in the Kremlin realize that they could manipulate this very real, misunderstood, unidentified phenomenon. They could actually use it as a tool of psychological warfare and disinformation to try and destabilize the U.S. population.
Let's do our break there. More to come. Russian interference. Gene Randall, Nick, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Fast question before we get back to the things you're doing, Nick. In connection, of course, with the meddling we do with U.S. elections, the Russians, the meddling that they're doing. Is this UFO thing being run by the same department, or is it just they have different divisions meddling with different things?
Yeah, I mean, that's a difficult question. What I would say, I think there are multiple groups and agencies that are looking into the UFO subject and using it for their own ends, and we're just seeing, you know, a small picture of it all.
In a case like this, what does our government, if anything, know about what the Russians are doing? Do they have knowledge that they are meddling with us about UFOs?
Yeah, I think they know that the Russians have been, and possibly still are, manipulating the phenomenon for psychological reasons. But I think they also know that, just like with U.S. intelligence, they know there's a real phenomenon as well. So
are we doing the same thing in Russia? We have Russian sightings that can be traced to the U.S.?
Yes, I think, you know, what they're doing to us is exactly what we're doing to them as well. It's investigating real cases, but also using, you know, the bogus side of it too.
Having raised the obvious interference that the Russians would engage in with the U.S., other countries might be doing it? Are the Russians doing the UFO thing with other countries?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, in terms of Australia and the UK, it seems like they were trying to stop it. It wasn't like they were trying to mimic, I don't think. You know, it was like very much, we want to try and stop this, but we're not going to sort of replicate it. But I think with the US, it was a case of, well, if the Russians want to say this, you know, we'll amp it up to another level, you know. So it depends on the relevant country, I think. So
you don't just write books. You also write a blog. And you contribute to other websites, and you wrote an article back on June 25th from Mysterious Universe called The Creepiest Creature of the Woods. That's a pretty interesting story. You want to give people a bit of a teaser about that?
Oh, yeah, that was about the whole Slender Man phenomenon, I think, where people actually reported seeing the Slender Man, this sort of creepy, skinny creature that's become sort of almost like iconic, was actually seen before it was created on the internet, as if somehow, you know, the image of the Slender Man was sort of circulating long before it was actually created, which, you know, really sort of amps up the weirdness, you know, when it comes to things like this.
Yeah, that's weird enough in itself, let alone, you know, out in the woods. The woods are a freaky enough place, let alone to have something like that out there, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, sort of demonstrate the nature of reality. You know, did we inadvertently create the Slender Man image, you know? Was it something that was sort of circulating, sort of like, you know, the subconscious, and somebody picked up on it and created it, you know, and gave it that name, not realizing that, you know, the image of it and it was already in place.
Yeah, like some kind of a tulpa, or we're back to like Greg Bishop's
exactly.
Co-creation or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, we were going into briefly some of your public appearances, and then we kind of vectored off. Let's go back to that in the remaining few minutes of our episode.
Okay. Well, I've spoken at the UFO Hub, which is a new conference in the Ozarks on the first weekend of August. If you just Google UFO Hub, Ozark, you'll find the story. And one of my other big interests is cryptozoology, the study of unknown animals. And I'll be at the Texas Bigfoot Conference in early October, which is always a good conference. It gets sort of audiences, about 400 or 500 people, and that'll be in Jefferson, Texas. So, yeah, and a lot of local, regional groups and things like that, so it all keeps me out of trouble.
What's the next book about? Are you working on now?
Yeah, I've actually got a very different book coming out early next year. It's called Assassins, and it's all like a study of throughout history of assassinations. So it's going back to like Julius Caesar, right up to, you know, mysterious deaths in the modern day.
And I assume, of course, that you are going to cover the Kennedy assassination there.
Yep, that's in there, as are Robert Kennedy and a bunch of other known ones and lesser known ones as well.
Of course, John Lennon.
Yep, yeah, he's in there as well, yeah.
What do you think the conspiracy is with regard to Lennon's death? Just a lone maniac or what?
Well, it is a conspiracy, I would say, in relation to, kind of like George Adamski, he had a huge following, people listened to him, and he was very much, you know, based around peace and, you know, let's not go down this sort of terrible path of nuclear war and so on. He was very much, you know, a man of peace. And again, like I said earlier, if he didn't have a big following like Adamski, no one would have cared. But John Lennon had a massive following, you know.
Well, you kind of wonder there why he was the only Beatle they took out. Well, because of the fact that he lived in New York, he didn't have a lot of security, and he was a fairly easy target.
Yeah, you know, the other three really were protesters like he was, you know.
As we know, they tried to throw him out of the U.S. Nixon tried to get him out of the U.S.,
yeah.
And he had to fight that.
Yeah. You know, a lot of them will probably never know the answer to, you know, a lot of these things.
Well, he saw a UFO and he was going to tell everybody about it.
Right.
But he did tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
But that's true, of course, with a lot of the musical artists, the interest in UFOs, like, of course, we all remember that the guy with the trogs, the song, of course, they were famous for, Wild Thing. Reg Presley wrote a book on crop circles. Unfortunately, he died before I knew about the book. I would have loved to have had him, have him on the show.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people involved, you know, music, also intrigued, you know, by the UFO subject as well. So,
when I first thought of this back years ago, the album was Axis Bold as Love, Jimi Hendrix, Up from the Skies. Now, I have to tell you, I wasn't a Jimi Hendrix fan. I realize everybody says he's the greatest, one of the greatest guitarists in the world. I just wasn't a fan. I got the album because of that one song, which, by the way, was a lousy song.
Wow.
You see, now all the Jimi Hendrix fans in the audience are going to say, this Steinberg guy, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He didn't like the music of the 60s. Well, I'm a fan of the Beatles and the Stones and a lot of the other music from the 60s. I think the problem is I don't think that the music today for the most part, is worth anything. I think it's just corporate. Well, it's kind of what they were doing with rock and roll, the late 50s, early 60s. You had corporate rock, the preliminary stages of corporate rock, like Fabian and people like that. Why are we getting into this? Listen, Nick, before we get too crazy, can you tell our listeners, they want to know more of what you do, and you do so much, it's hard to follow you around. Where do they go? Yo, Nick? For a very brief time here, we got disconnected with Nick. And I thought maybe because I dissed Jimi Hendrix. But you're not a fan of Jimi Hendrix, are you?
Actually, I don't mind some of Hendrix's stuff. You know, he's sort of pretty powerful and loud, you know. And I just don't like, I like punk music. But there's some music I sort of diverse away from now and again.
Let's find out here, if we want to find out more of what you do, where do we go?
Well, I have a blog called World of Whatever. Just Google Nick Redfern, World of Whatever. You can also reach me at Facebook and Twitter. And all the books are available on Amazon. And most of them you can get off Barnes & Noble as well.
So if you don't want to give Jeff Bezos any more money to fill his coffers. Of course, he's now paying his ex-wife $35 billion, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want to get into that, really. Yeah. You can find us on Twitter if you look for The Paracast, T-H-E, Paracast. Two Paracast communities, groups, whatever, at Facebook. And one of these days we'll get that all figured out, but not this year. Don't forget The Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. What we give you is an ad-free version of this show, free of the network ads, which means it's 41 minutes shorter with better quality. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast, and we've been featuring William Puckett, a really, really skilled UFO researcher and scientist, and he's been bringing up the latest UFO sightings. Of course, there are reports that the first part of this year, he had twice as many sightings as the previous year. And one more thing, we will feature Nick Redfern on this week's episode of After the Paracast. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. Always a blast with Nick. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com.
ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.